This is Akashwani, Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu visited Siachen base camp today in Ladakh and interacted with soldiers and officers posted at the Siachen glacier. In her address, President Murmu praised the bravery and services of soldiers in protecting the country in challenging severe climatic extreme conditions. President Draupadi Murmu is the third president to visit Siachen Glacier after former President APJ Abdul Kalam and former President Ramnath Kovind. Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, has been extended in three districts of Arunachal Pradesh and a few areas in Namsai district for 6 months with effect from 1st of October. In a notification, the Home Ministry said Tirap, Changlang and Longling districts in Arunachal Pradesh and areas falling within the jurisdiction of Namsai, Mahadevpur and Chaukham police stations in Namsai district have been declared as disturbed area. AFSPA has also been extended in 8 districts of Nagaland and a few areas in 5 districts for 6 months. These districts are Dimapur, Newland, Chumukadima, Mon, Kipire, Noklak, Pek and Peren. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar participated in a G20 Foreign Ministers meeting held in New York yesterday on the margins of the UN General Assembly. The meeting was chaired by Brazil President Lula da Silva. Speaking as a Troika member, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted India's views on the three key areas of global governance reform. These are reforms of the UN and its subsidiary bodies, reforms of the international financial architecture, and reforms of the multilateral trading system. On the sidelines of his district tour of Siang District and West Siang District, Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak interacted with Lakhpati Didis, members of women's self-help groups at Boleng and Alo today. He facilitated the members of the self-help groups and motivated them to maintain the spirit. The Governor commended the Arunachal State Rural Livelihoods Mission, which is transforming Arunachali rural women towards financial independence, improving their social status and fostering community development through various schemes and programs. On the occasion, the Governor opened an exhibition of Waste to Art organized by the self-help groups, which is part of Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 at Alo. In a landmark judgment, the Special Poxo Court in Upia has convicted 3 individuals in a high-profile case concerning the sexual abuse of 21 children from a government residential school in Shiyomi district. On Tuesday, the court found Yumken Bagra, Marbom Ngomdir and Singtung Yorpen guilty of serious offences under the Indian Penal Code and the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act. Yumken Bagra has received a death sentence due to the severity of his crimes. Meanwhile, Marbom Ngomdir and Singtung Yorpen have been sentenced to 20 years of rigorous imprisonment. The Central Drugs Standards Control Organization has declared more than 50 drugs as not of standard quality in its recent monthly report. This raises safety concerns regarding their usage. These drugs include paracetamol, vitamin B-complex and calcium, and vitamin D3 tablets. These products found not of standard quality were manufactured by several companies. Automated Permanent Academic Account Registry, or APAR, is a part of the One Nation, One Student ID initiative under the Visionary National Education Policy 2020. It is a revolutionary step in transforming education in India. This initiative will provide a student a lifelong student ID and enable seamless tracking of academic progress. It provides the facility to securely store digital records in DigiLocker, making education more inclusive and efficient. Automated Permanent Academic Account Registry also addresses critical challenges such as reducing dropout rates and ensuring smooth transfers between schools. A delegation from the Department of Art and Culture headed by its director conducted an inspection of key cultural projects at Tezu today. The team evaluated the completed multipurpose cultural center at the Kelsom office in Tamla Nagar and the under construction Arunachal Indigenous and Heritage Cultural Center located behind the DIC office of the joint director. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.